This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, last week, the show went normally. We'll talk about our guests in a moment. But this week, we had kind of an unusual issue. So, I have this computer. People think I have all new equipment. I have a 5-year-old Apple iMac. 5-year-old. So what happened to the 5-year-old Apple iMac? It developed a bad hard drive, 3-terabyte hard drive. Now, this should be no big deal, right? It's a special drive because it's part of a fusion drive where you mix a hard drive and a solid-state drive to get a performance boost, okay? Now, I know most of you don't care about this unless you have an iMac, which many do, and you have to wonder here, what if the hard drive fails? Can I fix it? And the answer is, yeah, you can, but you don't want to. And the reason you don't want to is because in order to open the case to replace the drive, you have to pull the display off the front, which is held by a special adhesive. So you have to pry off this adhesive and then undo, you know, very thin cable harnesses to get to the drive. Probably take an experienced technician 15 to 30 minutes to do. Then when all is said and done, it's not super hard to replace the drive, you then have to get fresh adhesive and carefully place the display on top of the case. Now, in terms of repairability, it's about a minus one. So most people, of course, would rather have the dealer do it, even if you're skilled at servicing computers, and they can charge from $100 to $150 to do that service because they're taking the risk. It's about an hour both ways, and you have to pay for the adhesive. That's really complicated. So I let Apple do it. And Apple charges for the replacement, I won't give you the price, less than the third-party dealers. A lot less.
Did they replace your data too, though?
They don't have to do that. I have three backup copies. In fact, I'd rather just give me the drive and I'll work it out. Doesn't matter.
What about the operating system?
So
is that back in?
You can restore it yourself. It's not that hard.
Okay. So once the drive's in there,
there are ways to retrieve it, to go online and retrieve the latest OS. You're not messed up. They will probably install the latest Mac OS on it.
And then yeah, because otherwise you couldn't do really much of anything with it.
No, I can do it. I can do it also. Anyone can do it. There's a recovery mode that allows you to go on the internet and download the operating system.
So if it's installed on the hard drive, which I guess if you've got Apple to do it, it should be. So
they'll put that on. And I'll just restore my data. Anyway, so I'm using another computer right now. Remember, that computer is 5 years old. I have a 9-year-old Apple MacBook Pro. Now, this Apple MacBook Pro is obsolete in terms of Apple. It's a vintage computer, meaning they don't have to fix it. The operating system it supports is 2 versions behind. But here I am running everything pretty much as normal with a 9-year-old computer.
And well, those are pretty good. I mean, I used to sell technology computers in a computer store, and about that time, those were really good computers. And then when those iMacs came out, we had, at least a couple of them a week coming back with failed hard drives. So
that's unusual. You know, I had a 2009 iMac, which I kept for 5 years, and it worked perfectly for the 5 years. I gave it to our former co-host, Chris O'Brien. And he had some situation where the room got very humid and there was water damage inside. But that thing ran like a champ for the 5 years I had it. And this one, once I replace the drive, very little is going to go on it, and maybe I'll get another few years. Is that some people say Apple designs products for planned obsolescence, and it's not true. Those things last a good long time. In fact, Apple is suffering in some ways because people don't have to upgrade. Even their iPhones, they support iPhones for up to 4 years or so with operating systems. And they run. You may have to replace the battery, but they run. And if people are satisfied with what they have, why would they buy the new one unless it's absolutely necessary?
Well, I'm running a Windows 7 machine with dual monitors, so you can imagine how old that is, and it's just fine. What are you running, Martin?
Oh, hey there. Yeah, I have a 2016 iMac is what I do all my shows on.
That's Martin Willis, by the way, and he has a show called Podcast UFO. Welcome to the Paracast.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Which MacBook is it?
Hell if I know. It's a, I don't know what the size is. Maybe 17 or something like that.
Well, but, Apple makes basically three lines. There's a MacBook Air, there's a MacBook, and then which has like a 12 and some odd inch screen, and there's a MacBook Pro, which has a 13 and 15-inch screen. They no longer make the 17-inch. Mine's a 17-inch. They no longer make that. So depending on what you have, you still have a pretty good device to do this kind of show. So I'm basically doing what you're doing with a much older computer.
I see. Yeah, no, it's a 21.5-inch screen, the iMac.
Okay, it's an iMac. It's not a MacBook. It's an iMac.
Right, iMac. That's what I meant to say. Yeah.
Okay, the iMac has two versions. The 4K version is 21.5-inch. The 5K version is the 27-inch.
Yeah.
And what makes it interesting, we'll go leave the subject. People say Apple sells gear at a high price. Go out and buy a 27-inch display, 5K resolution, if you can find one. All right? Now 5K. Add the price of a mid-level personal computer. Mid to upper level personal computer, and see if you can get that for $1,799, which is the starting price. The thing is here, nobody makes the 5K displays that I know of, except LG, and that's an Apple design.
Interesting. Yeah, well, I'm just using two 1080p's. So, you know, going to 4K for me would be like, oh, you know, it's so impractical for most computing work. I mean, it's fine if you're watching like a 4K movie or something like that on a big screen TV. It looks like almost like you're there. But, you know, it's just too high a resolution for most of the stuff that I deal with, because you end up with these, everything shrinks down to half the size. And then when
it doesn't work that way, doesn't work that way. Apple sets it up so you see it at normal size. Okay.
Yeah, you can see it at normal size, but then things become more pixelated. So,
well, it depends on whether the thing you're seeing is optimized for Retina. And
yeah, it has to be super high resolution.
It has to support it. Otherwise, as you say, it's going to be kind of fuzzy. Now, right now, this is a normal screen here on my 17-inch MacBook Pro. That's fine. You know, it's sharp enough for what we're doing. We're not doing TV. Anyway, let's talk about last week's show, because we've been introducing a lot of people on the Paracast that don't appear that often on other shows. And so we decided, you know what? Let's get these people, like Kelly Farmer last week. She's a 30-something woman with a very, very deep interest in these subjects. And, of course, we talk about so-called younger people. Are they interested in UFOs? Do they follow it and the paranormal as much as we old people? I'm not asking Martin Willis how old he is. He can volunteer that in our next segment, okay? Anyway, on the Paracast this week, we'll be talking in our next segment with Martin Willis. The show he does is Podcast UFO. And, of course, you're listening to Gene Steinberg and J. Randall Murphy
in an old, 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 did I say old, computer. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You see what I mean? The voice in the computer that announces our stinger? It's very old.
It's old.
Very old.
Sounds old.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Martin Willis, let's get you an official welcome to the show. We kind of talked to your last segment. So the big question we ask people is, what led you
to get involved in the UFO field?
Well, you know, I've always had a little bit of an interest in it, but not even a big enough interest to, I don't think I ever even bought a book. I remember seeing a magazine all the way back in the early 1970s, Omni, I think it was, with a UFO on the cover, you know, reading an article and thinking, you know, it's interesting. Then back in 2006, I'm in the fine arts and appraisal, you know, business. That's what I do for a living. And I was in Carmel Valley, and I was actually in a hot tub. I know people say, well, were you drinking or whatever? No, but I wasn't. I just don't drink. So anyway, I was in the hot tub. It was about 8 o'clock at night. So there was still, it was sort of twilight, and something caught my eye. And I looked up, and there was this perfectly shaped round disc with kind of like a blue glow around it. And it sailed past on a straight trajectory and stopped. And the thing that I found the most puzzling, and I had never heard anyone speak of before, was there was absolutely no sound. And that, to me, like right off the bat, was like, what's going on? If I had a camera next to me, I would have never thought to pick it up and take a picture, but I didn't have one anyway.
People get so awestruck with when it happens, and yeah, you're not alone in that feeling. So how close do you think this thing was?
If I had to guess, I would guess 1,000 feet up, but I don't really know. You know, it was kind of like holding a quarter at arm's length, something like that.
Huh. Okay, you know? So like at least as big as like a full moon.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it was, you know, the shape of it was just as perfectly round as can be. And then it stopped and just stayed in one spot for, I don't know, maybe 10 seconds. And then it made another straight shot out toward Monterey. So I jumped out of the hot tub. I didn't know what to do. And the thought of looking online never even occurred to me. MUFON, I'd never heard of or anything like that. So I went in and I called the Monterey Police Department. And I said, there is an object heading over toward you. Has anyone seeing it or talking about it? And the woman asked me, what do you mean an object? And I explained about, you know, what I saw to her. And then I could feel the sarcasm. So she said, let me put you on hold. I'll get back to you. And I waited 15 minutes and I finally hung up. And so I, you know, it wasn't like this. Oh, I don't know. It didn't like change my life or anything like that, but it was very curious and I just didn't know what to think about it. And then the following week, I went into work at an auction gallery, and I was mentoring this a young gal there, and I really trusted her. And so I told her the story, and I said, please don't tell anyone else about it. And she said she wouldn't. And then like a day or two later, some people started teasing me. So, you know, I felt like shame about it or whatever. I never really thought much about it. But then I was doing a few other podcasts. I do one on fine arts and antiques. And then I was actually doing a comedy podcast too at one time in the California area. And I was on someone else's show in Southern California. And he said, what's the weirdest thing that ever happened to me? And I brought up the UFO story. And he was teasing me and, you know, talking about getting probed and all that type of stuff. And then he was doing like analytics on his website, and he said, hey, you know, this UFO gets some traction. And so I don't know what made me think to actually do a UFO podcast, but that's it's kind of like, wow, maybe I should do that. That's interesting. And I started to really look into the topic. So I'm a newbie. It's 8 years now, 2011 when that started. But I've wanted to try to stay as even keeled on the subject as possible. And I actually had to boot a guest off once, and that was not fun. I did not want to do that, but it was just too much.
When you say too much, because here at the Paracast, of course, we've had people just, you know, they exit the show when we've started asking some hard questions and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. You know, you're not alone here. So feel free to describe this, what happens. Give us an example.
Oh, well, I'll keep him nameless at this point, but he was someone.
Yeah, we can call him like they do In Politics Anonymous or Whistleblower.
Okay.
Or thou who shall not be named.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he actually went into this. Well, he supposedly worked at NASA at one time, and then he wrote a book about this encounter. He actually a sighting, and it just became for an average UFO sighting, maybe a little extraordinary. It became so much of a big deal, like people showing up at his house, helicopter diving down at him, and it was just too much. And then, you know, I had a caller call in, and he said to him, well, why didn't you call the police? And then he went on to, well, the police are in on it too. And it was just, was just over the line. And so I just said, you know, this is really, I think we're going to end the show right here.
Oh, and, really? You decided to end the show. Oh, yeah. That's very proactive.
Well, I got a lot of positive feedback, and then some people that were really angry with me. So, but I didn't like doing it. It's, you know, that was just one particular point where I just decided that was enough.
Well, I think that's really interesting. You're the third other talk show host now that we've had on in a row. We had Katina Kyle from Radio Mysterious Radio, and then we had Kelly Farmer on from Explaining Esoterica. And they both take a very passive role and just let the guests kind of tell their story and let the audience make up their mind. So you're quite different in your style, and I think that's really interesting.
Kind of like us here, we have a few cases where guests left. In one case, it's the original host back in before 2010. And we had the guest on maybe a half hour or an hour. And after the introductory conversation, we started asking some of the more serious questions and questioned factually things he was saying. And he went on, well, I knew you people are after me. He hung up the phone. Another one, I'll mention her name. Paula Harris, and
oh, yeah.
She kind of ended the conversation a couple of minutes before we closed the show, and partly because of a controversy or disagreement over whether she supported the Billy Meyer contacts. Mm. And that was our first big controversy on the Paracast, where we had this guy, we all know his name, he who shall not be named. We decided not to mention him or the other one on twice, and we had thousands of messages. Boy, I'm going to talk about your experiences, Martin Willis, Podcast UFOs, the show. It's Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In transcripts that were just released for the impeachment inquiry, Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman told the committees there was no ambiguity. President Trump's deal with Ukraine was a straight-up trade, an Oval Office visit in exchange for a public investigation into Joe Biden and his son. The president says, so far, the inquiry hasn't hurt him.
But in no cases have I been hurt. In no cases that I see Have I been heard?
The president's lawyers say they'll ask the Supreme Court next week to hear an appeal of lower court rulings allowing New York State prosecutors to obtain his tax records as part of a criminal investigation. The lawyer for former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he has brand new information that may be relevant in the impeachment inquiry about meetings and conversations related to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Martin Willis joining us this week. He's a fellow broadcaster, podcast UFO, telling us about the time that he had to end a discussion because the guest became a little too outrageous. You know, Martin, I kind of wish they do that sometimes on cable news, where somebody says something totally stupid, totally absurd, and maybe it would be so much better if they would keep it quiet and just give it up.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
You mean like for example, with the president? You could just say, no way. We're not doing this interview. We're just, see you later. Bye, switch to a commercial or something, you know?
Yeah, I try to stay off politics on my show in particular, because if I even hint at it, you know, you get a lot of email. I'm sure you probably realize that.
Negative email?
Yeah, depending on what you say.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, I mean, ufology is political to a degree. You know, so we have presidents that have said that they would look into the UFO phenomena, and then nothing ever seems to come out of it.
Right.
But it does get brought up somewhere in just about every election. And,
it seems to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what do you think of this whole disclosure thing? I mean, that's very political.
I don't really know. You know, I mean, there are some people that will say, well, disclosure has already happened. I mean, it's as plain as day. And then there's other people that, you know, think there's going to be a government disclosure. And I personally don't think that's going to happen, or if it's going to happen, it's going to be subtle or something. But I just don't see that the government's going to say, hey, look, you know, we've been lying to you all these years and we know something. You know, I don't think that's going to happen myself.
Do you think they actually do know more than we do?
I think there's a possibility that some compartmentalized segment, possibly, or, you know, I had Chris Mellon on my show when he first came out with an article a number of years ago. And, you know, he was involved in a lot of the Defense Department, you know, segments that would actually know if something like this was going on. And he made a very interesting comment. He said something along the lines where if something was put into the private sector, then there would be no, you know, congressional power over it or any hearings available, and we would never really know about it. He said something along, I'm paraphrasing, but something along those lines. And I think that's a good point.
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe if there was something released to the public, and it, then it would give the public enough reason to put on the pressure to have congressional hearings. I mean, it is possible to work that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Christopher Mellon, out of this more recent disclosure movement, if you could call it that, he seems to come across to me as really quite level-headed and one of the people who's believable. I'm not sure about Elizondo. He seems to be a bit of a shapeshifter. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I've met him and I've talked to him face-to-face. And, you know, I said this on my show, and it's not a popular thing to say, but if he were a disinformation agent of some type, he would actually be a perfect one for so many reasons. He's very personable. He looks you square in the eye when you talk to him. And he's highly intelligent, and, you know, he's got everything it would take to do that. I'm not saying that he is, and I want to make that clear because I don't know. And the whole, you know, To the Stars, I know you talked about that last week with your guest. The whole To the Stars thing is almost as puzzling as the UFO phenomena itself in a way. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of questions. And I can't really get into too much detail, but I kind of passed along some questions to be asked of Lewis himself, and I'll just see where that goes.
Well, that's pretty reasonable, and I like your approach. We need rational people, and it's refreshing to get someone on a radio show who will take the time to question instead of just, you know, we've heard, I don't want to diss anybody else out there, but when you do get talk show hosts who just are too accommodating, and just when somebody says something completely outlandish and that you know from some sort of experience, even a person with a modicum of experience in the field would go, they have no idea what they're talking about. This is obviously some kind of a con. And the host just goes, wow, that's really interesting. Why doesn't everybody know about this? You know, it just kind of makes you wonder if the host has any credibility.
Hmm. I could just tell you this really quick. I think it's kind of hilarious, actually. But I had Lou scheduled to be on a show. It was live, actually. And the timing had to be just right. And there was all kinds of things happening. As a matter of fact, To the Stars Academy canceled it on me, and I was able to get it back. So I'm in this studio that I'm in all the time. I use every week. I turn off this iMac that I told you about for every show. I only use it for the show and nothing else. And I never touch any settings in my studio. I came in a half an hour before the show to start, going over notes and things like that. All of my settings were changed. Nothing would work. I did the show. You couldn't even hear my voice. I had to, it's up on YouTube, actually, still up there. I had to do another show and then do a voiceover. But I could just barely hear him. It sounded like he was a million miles away. So I shut down my computer. And I was really discouraged after the interview. And I came back down, I don't know, maybe a half hour later to edit. And I turned my computer back on, and all the settings were perfect. That's the only time it's ever happened.
Yeah,
it's just so bizarre.
Not sure how you would explain that one. Maybe Gene might have an idea. Maybe it was going through an update or something.
Well, it's not, they don't do that like your PCs do. You know, they don't have that update problem.
Well, they do updates, and when any computer updates something, that can cause issues. So, you know, but I don't know, Gene. What could cause that in a Mac?
No, that's not something that would generally happen to a Mac. I mean, they're pretty trouble-free there. Don't have the complexity of Windows. I know people swear by Windows. Some swear at it. They don't have the complexity. So things like that, you don't have a setting change and then revert to the previous setting without some level of intervention. And you might have a problem, a system-related problem. That does happen, but this hardly makes any sense.
Yeah, it really didn't make any sense to me at all. It still doesn't.
But that just goes to show these things happen. People have these strange experiences. Now, since seeing this UFO, having your UFO experience, if we could just go back to that briefly, when you saw this object, would you call it a craft? So we've got a craft. Now, did it appear in front of anything else like cloud cover or other buildings or landmarks?
No, it's it was one of those California skies, you know, crystal clear, no clouds. And no, there was nothing that you know, I mean, I saw it eventually go to the horizon, a tree line. But, you know, off the bat, it was just out in the open above me, really.
And then when you said that it moved from one position to some distance away, did it do that fairly quickly?
Nope, it kept about the same speed, looking very slow, actually.
Actually, we've got to our break now. Martin Willis, Podcast UFO. This is, of course, commercial radio. You've got to do that sort of thing. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Nevertheless, we persisted after. That was a phrase I won't repeat as to what happened and how that happened. That's politics. Martin Willis telling us about his sighting and a little bit of disclosure and a few other things with Gene and Randall. Martin, why don't you pick up where you left off?
Basically, I believe I was talking about the path of the UFO, and it was nothing. It just seemed like it was heading toward Monterey. And I have to tell you, as far as UFO sightings go, I've heard so many people tell their stories. I would say that I have a pretty boring story. It wasn't exciting. The only thing it was to me, it was like, wow, is this real? You know, am I really seeing this? That type of thing, you know, but it wasn't anything spectacular. It didn't shoot off fast or wasn't doing any weird movements or anything like that. So it was kind of boring. I had a fireball sighting, you know, many years back in 1987, I think it was. That was really amazing. 10 times more dramatic than that. So, yeah, it's kind of a boring sighting, but it's still, I would have to say that I couldn't explain what it was. And if we had something that would do what that did, it just seems like we'd know about it. You know, the technology, if we had that type of technology.
I mean, we maybe do, because when you're talking about a craft that is moving fairly slowly and not performing maneuvers or exhibiting the kind of performance that our craft can't do, then it's possible that it is a craft that we made. So there are lighter than air craft that we've made that can be very large, that can be disc shaped if we want them to be, that could glow if we wanted them to be, and could be virtually silent at some reasonable distance, like what you were saying. So it doesn't sound like there's enough information there to say, okay, well, this was some sort of an alien craft, but it certainly does sound unusual.
Yeah, I make sure that I never say that I think things are alien or extraterrestrial, because, you know, after doing, well, you've done this show, Gene, a long time. After all this time, I feel just the 8 years that I've been doing it is, I know just as much or less than when I started about what actually it is that people are seeing out there.
Tell us a bit about this fireball that you saw.
I was in a hot tub.
You have a recurring theme.
Is there any significance to the hot tub thing here?
I guess I like them. I was out on my back deck. I lived near the Atlantic Ocean at this time of my life, and I was about 3 miles away from the Atlantic Ocean, and my ex-wife was in the hot tub. She was facing me, and again, something caught my eye. This thing looked like a round ball. It wasn't misshaped at all. It was like a round ball, and it was, you could see it turning, and it had cracks with orange light, almost like a lava or something, just like cracks in it. You could see the thing turning, and there were like sparks coming off of it. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and so dramatic. Wow. And I said to my ex-wife three times, look, look. I yelled really loud, look, look, look. And by the third time, she finally turned and saw it. You know, so it was about 3 seconds or something like that, possibly. So
that's unusual because, I mean, a fireball normally wouldn't appear that way or present that way if it was as something like from a meteor, for example. Like it, maybe it was re-entering space junk.
I don't know. It was round, you know, which it wasn't like, it was almost like perfectly round. It was a weird, weird.
Yeah, that is quite odd. I mean, back in 1972, there was a fireball that came up the valley where I lived. And it's actually known as the Great Daylight 1972 fireball. I actually saw that thing. It was in the middle of the daytime, and we were out in the lake, and I was with two friends, and there was a raft out there, and we were playing kind of King of the Hill and pushing each other into the water, and my buddy Trevor, he got the better of the two of us, and we were both in the lake. Just treading water, looking up at the sky when this thing appeared. And so we're looking at him and we're going, look, you've got to check this thing out. It's like, look. And of course he thought we were trying to get him to divert his attention so that we could, and he would not look away. So he refused to believe that this had even happened until it was in the news later that day.
Wow. That is funny.
But it was an amazing sight. And it left the trail. It was very bright, glowing. You could tell they had the head on it, and then it just continued on right out of the atmosphere. That one, it didn't even blow up or hit the earth. So,
well,
pretty amazing stuff.
I remember running in. I called the Air Force, Pease Air Force Base, which is local to back here in the Portsmouth, New Hampshire area. So I called them and, you know, I couldn't get anywhere with them. I just wanted to know, you know, I thought I knew what it was, but I thought it landed in the ocean. And I told a friend about it, and the next day he said there was a meteor that landed in China. And to me, it looked like this thing was going to go in the Atlantic Ocean. Like I said, I live 3 miles away. And I thought for sure it was going to just go in the ocean nearby because it seemed very low. But, you know, it's...
Well, it would have made a sound if it was low, like the Chelyabinsk one broke windows and everything, right?
Right, yeah.
So maybe it was much higher up than you thought and just larger, and it finally kind of burned down and hit China. But that's a pretty amazing sighting in and of itself, too,
well,
even though
it's
a natural phenomena.
Right. Much more dramatic than my UFO sighting. For sure. But I've heard some great ones over these last 8 years, and I'm sure you have too, and it's fascinating, and what they are, you know, I don't know, but it sure keeps me going and listening to people.
Well, that's because out of all of the sightings that there are, you've got to know that some of them are true, and they're not just misrepresentations or misidentifications or fabrications. It's a real event of something truly extraordinary and strange and not made by us, that came from somewhere. And even if we don't know where that is, it's not from around here. And by all accounts, it's fair to call that something alien. I mean, we don't know if they come from another planet in our solar system. That's doubtful. Now they're talking about there's planetary systems around virtually every star in the galaxy. So interstellar seems to be a pretty reasonable hypothesis. But out of all the hypotheses, what do you think seems to be most reasonable?
Well, I don't adhere to any one in particular. You know, I think it's possible that it could be one thing, but I also think it could be a combination. And I know you're probably thinking I'm just, you know, taking an easy road out, but that's really where I've settled on lately, that I think it's possible that there could be, you know, more than one phenomena of some kind. There's an answer, though. There's definitely an answer to each and every one of them. Whether we'll ever find out those answers or not, there's definitely something.
Well, when I say reasonable, like, I don't necessarily mean that, you know, you would have to settle on one explanation that you feel is the explanation, but it's sort of like, I think, and you would probably agree with this, that there are a lot of competing theories as to what they are and where they come from. And down at, say, the bottom of the list, there are really outlandish ones like let's say transports from hell. And you know, closer to the top, we get ones like the interstellar hypothesis. Somewhere up there as well, we've got the idea that maybe they're parallel universes. Mm-hmm. We at least know that's possible now. So it seems to me that there really are better ideas than others, and that the higher you get up the list, the more likely those ones at the top are to be the right answer, even if we can't be sure exactly which one it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I guess if I had to choose a thought, I would probably say more of the extraterrestrial hypothesis, I guess, you know, and I say that with reservations because, you know, we could be totally wrong on that. I understand.
Well, you know what? We'll be totally wrong if we don't do our break. And a reminder, we have that other radio show we do every week called After the Paracast, only available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. For more information, one should point your browser to plus.theparacast.com. More to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.